No. No. No! I will kill him. I will kill him. Why? Why does everything I love get taken away from me? My best friend is dead. The only person from my childhood who understood me is gone. My whole way of life has been destroyed! My tribe, my home, everything! Everything except for you. Hold me, please. We have to do something. We have to fight back. We need to destroy Para-M by force if we have to. And we have to do it fast. We cannot wait a single day. Because you will be in danger if we do not. They have already confirmed that I am implicated, but they do not know that you are involved yet. But if they are on to me, you will certainly be the next person that they come after. We will sleep tonight and make our preparations in the morning. If they intercepted Danny's copy of the evidence, they will certainly be wiping all their records. As far as we know, the copy that's being shipped to my house may be the only evidence left that can bring them down, and possibly even clear our names. I mean clear our names of corporate sabotage, and of what we are going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow, we assassinate Lewis Berglund. It is just before sunrise. This gives us time to prepare. I have a plan. We need to do everything we can to keep suspicion off of you. At 9 a.m., you will walk into the building and behave as though it were an ordinary day. Clock in, head up the elevator, and act as if you know nothing. Take the silenced pistol that I brought from the armory. It is small enough to pass the weapons check at the front office. Once you are past the office, wait for me to arrive and find a private space. Then put on this mask. I will join you after. Oh, trust me. You will know when I have arrived. Let us go. Now. Actually, give me a few minutes to prepare. There's one more thing I need to do. I will join you in the car.
I'll get off at your...
Pittsburgh.
In other news, today is the day that the landmark decision to expand the legal operation of mercenary public security services goes into effect. Recently, Mayor Rita Garcia signed into effect the Expanded Urban Security Act, which effectively replaces over 50% of the San Sequestro Police Department with lethal operators from the Para-M Corporation.
This decision has been met with some controversy, as questions about putting public security into the hands of a private corporation have brought up many concerns. Our sources say word is spreading that protests may be organized in opposition to the new law.
Well, as long as those Para-M guys don't give me any more parking tickets, I'm okay with it.
Well, you've got me there. Those Para-M lethal operators sure are tough. Hopefully, we'll see a future in San Sequestro, free of violent crime. That's it for your morning news flash. Coming up next is 30 minutes of commercial-free music, thanks to our sponsor, Mindspike. Mindspike, the injectable productivity enhancer. Just one injection every 24 hours will keep your employees alert, happy, and productive for up to 16 hours. Side effects may include paranoia, insomnia, nausea, and sudden death. You're listening to KGWA. Enjoy the music.
I am ready. What was I doing? Oh, nothing. I was only recording one of my diaries on tape. It is a habit now. Perhaps I will let you listen to them one day. For now, they are private. We need to focus on the task at hand. We are getting close. Find a place a couple of blocks away from the office and park there. Do not let anyone from Para M see me with you. Remember, whatever you do, remain calm. Let them think you are not involved or aware of anything. Look at me. Breathe in. And breathe out. There. Relax and focus. Oh, and one for good luck. Now go. I will see you soon.
Hey, welcome back to Para M. Oh, sorry. I barely got any sleep today. I thought it would be my day off. Do you have any idea where Danny is? Management called me in to cover her shift super last minute. Oh, you don't know? All right. I hope Danny is okay. Have a good day at work. Sorry, I forgot to mention. Management said I need to keep the elevators locked today. Probably maintenance or something, I guess. You'll have to take the stairs. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Unlock the elevator. I have a meeting with management.
Oh shit. Please don't shoot me.
Unlock the elevator.
Okay. Just let me hit this button.
Shit. Mask up. We need to move. Up the stairwell. Quickly.
Alert! Crow has gone rogue! The superdetonate has gone rogue!
Do not look down. Just run.
McKinnon! I hear them on the third floor of the stairwell.
Up here. Smile.
Take cover!
Did you hit him?
No, but watch out. He has an accomplice.
That advanced body armor. Those are elite lethals. We need to focus. They are dangerous. Return fire!
Nice try, bitch. I'm bulletproof.
We cannot just stay pinned down here. If more come from the lower level, we are dead. I need to rush to the next level of the stairwell. Here. Take this grenade. I have been saving it for a special occasion. When I say go, throw it. Face me, you cowards!
Well, look who came out to play. Should I tell HR this is your 2-week notice?
I've always wanted to see if I could take down the big guy.
Shoot for his head.
Throw the grenade! Now!
Grenade! Duck!
McKinnon, help! He's got me! Don't let him throw me down the...
Shit. Next one goes in your fucking head!
What is this place?
I am Dr. Green. This is the Super Gene A Research Lab.
Why was I never told about this?
This lab houses, well, your genetic samples. You agreed to provide them in your onboarding contract, don't you remember?
Is this where you dissected Acid Rain?
Actually, that's classified.
Answer me!
Oh god, please don't hurt me! Specimen 2, Acid Rain, she isn't scheduled for dissection yet.
Take me to her.
I can't.
Take me to her now!
Fine, her, room is over there. The passcode is 95524.
I am sorry. I know we do not have much time to waste. But I owe this to Acid. I will not leave until I have let her free.
Crow?
Good morning, Miss Rain.
What are you doing here? I thought you were going to...
To what? Let one of the last of my tribe die? I would never.
Is that who I think it is under that mask?
Yes, but keep quiet.
Hey, you. This won't mean much, but I'm sorry I was gonna have you killed. I hope things are different now. If Crow trusts you, then I trust you. And... Do you hear that? It's a baby. What is a baby doing here?
That is Super Genate Specimen 3.
What is his name?
Project Vengeance Specimen 3.
Acid, take the baby. You can use your shields to protect him, right?
Please, no! Specimen 3 is very delicate, and we need it for further research. He has rare compatible DNA and carries your supergenate factor. We spliced it into him at birth.
This child has my powers?
Not yet, but he will when he's older.
We are taking the baby.
You can't!
Shut up!
Okay.
Acid, I made a lot of noise getting up here. In just a few minutes, the whole building will be crawling with lethal operators. I will go up, and you go down. Then run. Run and do not look back. Raise that child. Teach him to control his powers. Do not let him be like me. Raise him to be a hero.
I'm a criminal. I don't know the first thing about raising a hero. He might grow up to be a psychopath.
I trust you, Acid.
So, his name was Project Vengeance? I like that. Vengeance. Captain Vengeance. A superhero.
This is where we part ways. Goodbye. Acid. And thank you. Are you ready? Let's go.
I'll draw their fire. Those puny guns can't break my shields. You two, go! Come on. Get some!
We are almost at the top floor. Be ready to face Louis. He will not go down without a fight, I am sure. This is it. Are you ready?